Praise the Lord. Message number 22. The title of the message is To Remain True to the Faith. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Acts 14, verse 22. Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Bless this time and use it mightily for your glory, O Lord. We pray that as you give us your word, let the message be clear to each and everyone. Let the message bring you glory and honor. Let it be an encouragement, an exhortation and motivation to the people, to your people, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. I pray that the message will reach those who need encouragement at the right time, and they will come up from their despondency and from laziness and from their discouragement, and they will be, Lord, truthful to the call that you had called them and you had entrusted to them. O God, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to the people, O Lord, who are willing and who are ready to listen to your word. Anoint my lips and arrange the message so that your name will be glorified and lifted up. This all we ask and pray in Christ's name, our Lord. Amen and amen. That what we have read from the book of Acts, it was the first missionary journey of Paul and Barnabas. They reached out many cities and they had preached the good news. Then they returned to these cities that they had preached the good news to them and who have made disciples. They went back to Lystra, Iconium and Antioch. They visited again these areas and they encouraged the disciples, they encouraged the members of the church, they encouraged the new believers to remain true to the faith. Once you receive Christ, you will have the joy of salvation, you have the peace. You will have the assurance of forgiveness, assurance of eternal life. You will have authority from the Lord, and you will have a lot of privileges, like to be part of a church, the family of God, to have the gift of prayer, to have the gift of the Holy Spirit, you have the Word of God, you have the promises of God. But in addition to that, the devil will start to fight against you. And even the Lord, he will allow trials and difficulties and hardship to come across your life because he wants to test your faith and he wants to see that you are true to the faith, or are you going to remain true to the faith? God will allow trials and he will allow hardship. And sometimes Christian life is becoming a difficult or a life of struggles, because that is part of the promise of the Lord to us in book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29. Say the word of God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him but also to suffer for him. Now here we love to be enjoying, we love to be cuddled and cared by the Lord, but we don't like to suffer for the Lord. The grace of God that has been given to us to save us, also to enable us to pass through hardship and trial. Many, they don't accept that the Christian life is a life of suffering. They will backslidden, especially when a problem and persecution because of the word, and because troubles will come, they will fall away. But here There's encouragement to us, encouragement to each and every one of us who follow the Lord, that we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. We need to remain true to the faith. It is easy to worship God when all things are available and everything in the hand. It is easy to worship, easy to serve, but when a trial will come, then it becomes so difficult, so heavy to worship God, so heavy also to serve the Lord. Now, in the midst of the life that we are living, we are surrounded by atmosphere of enticement, atmosphere of temptation, atmosphere also sometimes wicked people, they got to prosper, and we who serve the Lord and follow God, and you who are faithful to the Lord, you might find yourself having difficulties in multiple areas and aspects of your life. And then the question will come to your mind, and that's temptation. What is the value of I am serving and I am doing my best, my hand is clean and my heart is clean, but I am disciplined, I am hurt, I am punished, and I am facing many struggles. But the encouragement, it is part of the plan of salvation, it is part and parcel of the gift of God in the same package. We receive salvation and also the grace to suffer for Him, to live our life for Him, that He died for all, that those who live should not live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again from the death. There are many who preach prosperity gospel. The Christian should not suffer. The Christian should have a plenty always. The Christian should not be in need. That is not what the Word of God say. The Word of God will allow hardship to come into our life. Here, they encourage, and today the message is to encourage you. If you have hardship, continue to be obedient. Continue to pray daily. Continue to read your Bible. Continue to attend the church. Continue to bring your tithes. Continue to preach the gospel. Continue to live holiness so the others will see you and they will follow Christ. Don't be tempted to go back. Don't be discouraged. Your work and your labor in the Lord will be fully rewarded. We must remain true to the faith. God will be happy to see us worshiping Him in the midst of trials and hardship. We must understand that we must go through many hardships. Us together, we, me and you, as a brother and sister in Christ, we need to persevere. We need to persevere. Awaiting for us is eternal life, to be with the Lord forever. And now, as we pass through trials, we must take it with a glad and sincere heart. Consider it a pure joy, my brothers, when you pass the trials of different kinds, because the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, and lack nothing. That is the exhortation of James. James 1, verse 2 to 4. And here also the exhortation of Paul and Barnabas to the church and to us here as the Holy Spirit to bring this message forward for us and encouragement for us. We must go through. We must go. We should not. We are not called to escape or bypass trials or hardship. We must go through it. We must face the struggle, not escape. We must pass through many hardships, not one or two. As we persevere in passing the first hardship and you get encouraged, the second will become easier. Then the joy of the Lord will be our strength, and you will go in spite of trials. Hardship will move from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from victory to victory, trusting the Lord, that the one who called us is faithful and he will do it for us. Many hardship to enter the kingdom of God. Before we reach the kingdom of God, there are many obstacles, hardship, problems God will allow, but God is with us. As we persevere and accept the task, accept the calling of the Lord in our life, then the Lord will make a way. If you are willing and obedient, the Lord will make a way for you to be victorious in hardship and trials. I have seen many people, many of my co-workers who served the Lord with me, and I am happy to serve the Lord with them. After they accept the task of the ministry, taking care of a congregation, going and making disciples, they are facing a lot of struggles, financial constraints, time constraints, persecution, hardship in sickness, in body ailment, but they persevere. They press on toward the goal that God had called them heavenlyward in Christ Jesus to achieve it. They persevere. I have seen many of them, and I am encouraged to see them, and I am encouraged to continue to serve the Lord. They would not give up.